Certain states have been seeking to pass legislation shoring up a woman's right to obtain a late-term abortion up to the moment of birth. This, if we're honest, reminds us as a nation that we're killing children. Pastor John Piper has a way of demonstrating the obvious to make it even more obvious. He once took an abortionist to lunch armed with a 10-point spiel to convince him that the unborn are human beings. He didn't get far when the abortionist stopped him with the words, "I know that. We are killing children. It's simply a matter of justice for women," he explained. "It would be a greater evil to deny women the equal right of reproductive freedom." He was saying that for a woman to have the equal right with a man to be free from the consequences of her unplanned pregnancy, she must have the right to kill her child. 6 years ago, John Piper wrote at DesiringGod.org about the guilt we bear as a nation because we all know they are killing children. All of us know. Abortionists know. And states know. At the time Pastor Piper posted this piece, 38 states had fetal homicide laws on the books. A couple of weeks ago, the state of New York swept away its law that treated the killing of a wanted unborn child as homicide with criminal penalties. The medical community also knows abortion kills children. A caller to our radio show described the cognitive dissonance she experiences when entering the University of California San Francisco hospital that boasts one of the nation's top neonatal facilities. Babies as young as 22 weeks from conception are saved there, and abortions are performed there on babies that same gestational age. Pastor Piper also wrote about the window we now have into the womb. We know because ultrasound shows us we are killing children. We cannot claim ignorance. We all know. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.